The reason Julia Gillard is in South Korea is the big international security conference there on nuclear fissile material that could make bombs. The North Koreans have already tried to overshadow the conference with their plans to launch a satellite next month. The significance of that is that the kind of ballistic missile that can hurl a satellite into space could also carry a nuclear weapon to another country. So far, among the 53 nations attending, there's been talk of little else. Our reporter Naomi Woodley is travelling with the PM and she joins me now. Obviously deliberate on the part of North Korea. They don't want this conference and they certainly don't want it in Seoul.
That's very true, Mark, and I put that to Julia Gillard and she wouldn't really buy into that, saying, you know, how can anyone tell what the North Koreans are thinking? But she did say it's inevitable that this will be, you know, much discussed on the margins of this conference. She interestingly called it the so-called satellite launch, so clearly very sceptical about the reason that the North Koreans have given for launching this long-range missile. She says her message and that of the other leaders here will be that North Korea needs to step back from this plan, abide by the UN resolutions, and go back to the deal that it struck quite recently with the US to get more food aid. She says it's quite contradictory that they struck that deal and that they're now taking this, you know, this step, which is obviously, as you say, connected to the fact that such a high-profile summit about nuclear issues is being held here in Seoul.
I remember a few years ago, it was during the Howard government, because I remember Alexander Downer being asked to comment on it, that there was talk that the North Koreans had a missile which could just reach Australia, but probably only far north Queensland. Is it suggested now that it's more serious than that, that it could reach other parts of the country?
Look, Julia Gillard said that the best advice to her was that for it to reach, or for any issues to come into Australia, that the rocket or the missile would have to break up quite late in its trajectory, and that most probably then that the junk from it, as she put it, would burn off in the atmosphere. So she put it as, you know, the lowest of risks. But she also called for some perspective about whether the North Koreans are actually ready to launch a nuclear missile as opposed to just a long-range rocket, which is what they're using in this case. Here's a little bit of what she had to say a bit earlier here.
Our understanding of the state of play in Korea is that they are not at the stage where technology-wise they could create a device, miniaturise a device, have a delivery system that would get a device to a target around the world. So I don't think we want to be raising more fear and more apprehension than is necessary. Clearly, any conduct by North Korea that is about using missile technology, and this launch of a so-called satellite uses missile technology, that is a development we don't want to see, which is why I've made it clear what Australia's position is. But you shouldn't leap from that to the next stage, because that's not right.
And Naomi Woodley, another thing that the conference is looking at is not just fissile material, but the kind of material that could just go off in a city and make what they call a dirty bomb.
Yeah, that's correct. This summit is actually meant to be talking about the risk from extremist groups, not from states. We've been told time and time again that North Korea, Iran, their various ambitions are not on the official agenda. That's why all the discussions about that is happening on the sidelines. This summit is the expectations for it already have been quite measured. It's been called a progress report from the goals that were set in Washington 2 years ago. But Julia Gillard did emphasise the fact that they are looking at ways to prevent, as you say, that sort of radiological material and enriched uranium material getting in the hands of terrorist groups. And again, here's something that she had to say a little earlier on.
We know that there are terrorist groups who have said that they want to acquire nuclear material for a so-called dirty bomb. Indeed, we know that Bin Laden, when he was alive, described the getting of nuclear material as a religious duty. As a result of the work that's already been done through this Nuclear Security Summit process, it would be difficult for terrorists to access nuclear material. But it's not impossible, and we cannot be complacent given how extreme the consequences would be of a terrorist dirty bomb.
Julia Gillard in Seoul, and Naomi Woodley was our reporter.